Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so last year, Crash and I went to his first concert. It was the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I've never been to it before. We went to it at the Bon Secours last year. And we had an amazing time. The lasers were on. I had no idea it involved lasers. I didn't know what to expect. And we were just blown away by it. We had so much fun. So we're actually going to go back and watch another laser light show this year. But this year, you can celebrate Christmas with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's allegorical rock opera. And they're bringing an all-new version of The Lost Christmas Eve. That's the final chapter of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Christmas Trilogy to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. So that's Friday, December 13, for two unforgettable shows, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. It's filled with all kinds of fan favorites. Again, we loved it last year. Call right now for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the 4 p.m. show, 800-905-0989. We'll take caller number two. 800-905-0989. And again, if you don't win the tickets, that's okay, because you could still buy some. Kids love it, especially Friday, December 13th, Bon Secours, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. late.
Yes. So,
good luck with that. Yeah, Crash loves absolutely anything Christmas-oriented, so I don't have too much longer with that. It's so sad, you know, when they, he's 12, right? Mm-hmm. So he's just beginning to hit puberty. And he's always been my magical Christmas kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, like me, I'm just like, I'll buy a wreath and I'm done, right? That's been me for years. It's Christmas wreath, check right. The box. Okay, I put up a Christmas tree, but that's it. Oh my gosh, this kid, every year, Mom, come on. We need these kind of lights. We need this, we gotta have this, we gotta have that, we gotta have this. And over the years, I have bought so much stuff that we decided, okay, we're gonna put up the Christmas stuff on Saturday. It took me more than half the day to put it up. That's how much stuff I bought. Making that kid happy because Christmas is just like, he's this person like you love to watch him have Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the best part of Christmas. Yeah. And this was the year that he's kind of like starting to, his voice is changing a little bit. And all the things that filled him with wonder as a child they're still kind of there a little. I think I've got one, I think this is like the last year, but it was the first year that sort of, we did it together. We always do it together. It's fun, but it sort of lacked that wide-eyed quality, you know?
Yeah, that happens. But then it evolves into something that's as equally as good. So
yeah, okay. I'd like to have the grandkids now.
Yeah,
yeah. Just,
your kids may want to wait just a little while longer.
So he was into it, but not like normally he would be. Normally he's got like his whole light scheme all planned out, and you know, and he likes to go high tech on it, and you know, the way he wants things to coordinate and look. So he's gonna be that guy, I think. That has his own personal like Christmas music channel. Mm-hmm. When you turn into the radio, you turn on the radio, you turn on the like, and turn into the neighborhood. People drive from all over town to see his lights. I think. So anyway, but yeah, so we put the Christmas stuff up, spent most of Saturday doing that. So I'm ready.
Well, speaking of the grandkids, I do have to mention this. My daughter just sent me a picture a little while ago. She's up in the just north of Charlotte, where they got some snow this morning.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so
global warming.
Our little grandchild got to see the first snow.
How old is she now?
It's 18 months.
18 months, yeah. I was going to say it'd be one something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's gone so fast, Lee. I can't believe she's 18 months already.
Yeah, and it was, she had a really interesting look on her face, but it's like, oh, what is this? So, but it was just a dusting, but it was nice.
Yeah, well, that's how kids are programmed, though. I mean, if there's like an inch on the ground, even though it's the south, they'll go out there and scrape it up with their hands, and try to make it into a snowball. And yeah, enjoy that. It goes fast.
Yep, absolutely. So, way too fast.
Yeah. Okay, so among the findings in this COVID report, and you know, you look at this COVID report that just came out from Congress. This is an admission from Congress, basically, that all this is doing, all this is happening. Almost everything on this list that I'm about to read for you would have been absolutely shocking at the time that COVID, you know, dominated our lives, because you couldn't have said any of it. You would have been censored. You would have been called a conspiracy theorist, but it was just unfathomable. It was back when the mainstream media still had its kind of final grip on America. I think the COVID scam was really the last one they're going to be able to run in any major big detail on Americans.
Let's hope so.
For any amount of time. I mean, they may be able to fool them with breaking news, but I mean, look at some of this stuff in here. I mean, this is crazy. Just think about if you had known this or were allowed to know this during COVID. People did know it, by the way, but they were all censored. To me, the top line finding, the National Institutes of Health funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. That's a bombshell right there. You know how many years Rand Paul and Fauci have been arguing about, did you fund gain-of-function?
No.
Gain-of-function, by the way, is where you take a harmless virus, you weaponize it, you make it more deadly, and you also teach it to spread more easily among people, creating a major threat that simply does not exist in nature.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gain of function. And it was funded by our government the whole time. And where, do you remember the days when if you even said Wuhan virus?
Oh, yeah. You're racist for saying the China virus.
China Wuhan. Virus, yeah.
Even though that's what the media called it initially to begin with.
But you couldn't speak it.
No.
It's like, you know what? It was like they spun out the tale, the lie that it came from the wet market, which we now know they knew damn well it didn't. They were funding it the whole time. And then they realize, oh no, CNN has called it the Wuhan virus. That's too close to the Wuhan lab. Somebody's going to figure out the Wuhan lab is a bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army of China. They're going to put it together. Better send out the message, can't call it the Wuhan virus. You're a racist. Because they turned on a dime. Lee, like you're saying, the media named it that. Trump used their term for it, and then they called him a racist. It's because they wanted to hide the origins. COVID emerging from a lab leak is not a conspiracy theory. We were told that by the mainstream media. It was a lie. The report suggests that Echo Health Alliance and Dr. Peter Daszak should never again receive taxpayer funds. Yeah. If humanity would like to live and go on. The COVID response was rampant with fraud, waste, and abuse. Lockdowns did not work and had horrific consequences. There was no science whatsoever behind social distancing, not based on science. Again, this is the Select Committee on the Coronavirus Pandemic reports on the origins of COVID. I mean, any one of these things I'm saying right now would have gotten you censored. It turns out by the FBI. It would have just gotten you shut down on social media. And the report also contains this, which we haven't heard so far. Anthony Fauci behind closed doors, closed door testimony before Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci testified that the guidance on social distancing sort of just appeared, quote unquote, but was not based on science. And remember that social distancing guideline, the 6 feet.
Oh, yeah.
That quickly grew into the hysteria of wow, okay, if we all have to be 6 feet apart, well, these mom and pop businesses are going to have to be shut down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's too dangerous. They got to be locked down.
Yeah.
None of it was based on science.
And then, of course, let's put up those ridiculous plastic barriers between people for, you know, I guess the plastic barrier lobby must have got that through.
Oh, and masks don't work. That was on there too. So, and when you think about it, I pulled this back up. This is from Forbes. Through September of 2020, over 90,000 U.S. businesses permanently closed, never to reopen, bankrupt. All of it based on a lie. Series of lies, really. I mean, I just try to picture that. How many of those businesses were family businesses? Mm-hmm. How many of those people lost their houses? And that'll put your marriage in a hard place. People end up divorced, shattered families. All based on lies. Yep. And I remain convinced they did it because they wanted to crush Trump's greatest asset, and that was the economy.
No.
I think they did it on purpose. I think they destroyed our economy and the world economy. They did not care. I think that's what it was all about. And that's why the lie of social distancing, the lie of lockdowns that they worked, had to be preserved at all cost. And that's why the FBI was out there censoring these things when there was never any science. And by the way, for my toxic trolls who are wandering in here all the time now from social media and you've never heard anything like the show and your first response is to scream bloody murder, lies, 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 look up something called Missouri v. Biden, okay? I'm getting feedback on this right now. It's called Missouri v. Biden. You will not know this if you watch mainstream media. It is a court case right now before the Supreme Court. And in it, it was documented before the Supreme Court. The FBI censored on social media for over 30 organizations, including the Democrat Party, but not the Republican Party, the NIH, the NIAID, the CDC, the NAACP, strangely. And everything they censored was true. All of it. Uncut. These are facts. You may not like them. Your media may not have told you about them. That is not my fault. Try to keep up.